Hello.
Hey, is this Carlton?
It
Hey, Carlton, it's Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, good. Hey, wanted to get in touch with you on the application. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get an approval going the route with the equipment, trying to do the 2 to 5 years with the monthly payments. It looks like the credit score was just the main issue. We weren't able to get it approved based on that. Now I know that you had been going through some other funding channels, and they were able to get you approved for the cash. But the payback was kind of the issue for you. Did I remember that properly? Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to, touch base with you because, we do have the option to get you approved for the unsecured cash, but I mean, I want to be upfront with you and let you know it's going to be a daily payment option, and I know you said that was a deal breaker up front with the other guys. But that looks like it's the only option that we'd be able to go forward with. I just wanted to get, where you stood on that, if you wanted to see if that would be an option for you.
Nah, like I said, I'm just curious what will be the approval amount and how much would I have to pay back Dale?
So looking at it, I didn't go ahead and submit it because I didn't want to run it through the process if it wasn't something you were interested in. I mean, we can still do it and get an answer by today. And looking at your numbers, I would be hopeful to get somewhere around the 30,000 mark.
So around 30,000, but how much would be the payback like every day?
Okay, so it would depend on the term that you qualify and choose for. Now, let's say usually they range anywhere from 3 months to 2 years. So let's go, if it's 18 months, give me a second here. Okay, so if it were 18 months and, you'd be looking at, let's see, times 21, probably somewhere around like, 2,000 a month. And then, if you do that down by the day, you're looking at something close to about $100 a day. Now that would be if you qualify for the 18 term. But that would be the ballpark area that we would be working off of. So I just wanted to,
Okay. Now explain me because I had in the past, like I said, I got approved for the paying back day. Some of them was different. Now tell me how do yours work? Okay. Now say I got approved for what you just said, the 3,000 and it's the 30,000, excuse me, and it's $100 a day. So how would it work? Like, tell me, how would you take it out? I mean, just explain to me the process again.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way it would work is we would deposit the money as a lump sum of cash into the business checking account. Then once your payments kick in, it would be automatically withdrawn from the business account every weekday until the end of the term. And then usually with these types of loans, with the unsecured cash, if you get halfway into the term, it's usually about 40%, but I'll say halfway just to keep it easy. You can then you're then eligible for additional funding and extending the term at a lower rate. So it's almost like we get you more money, we refinance the one that you're at halfway through. It's called it we're ba we basically work as a relationship-based bank. So that's how they establish the relationship. And then once that's there, you're eligible for a little more.
Okay, so now when you say because yours is a little different, that's why I'll be acting sometimes. Now say when you say like halfway through the term and you say a lower rate, okay, what do you mean? Like, does the interest get slashed in half, or I mean, how much does the interest go down? Because that's the main concern.
Absolutely. I mean, let's say if you borrow, I mean, it varies with each individual loan, right? But on the first one, say you borrow 30,000 and you're paying back, I don't know, like 38,000. you get halfway through and you want to do the same type of loan, we open you up to another $30,000, right? You're, instead of paying $38,000 back this time, you'd be paying like $36,000 back. And those are just, that's just the random numbers I'm throwing out there. But it just, the idea is that you'd be paying a less amount back the second time around because you have a lower rate.
Okay. Now, I mean, if you're looking at it, that's $500 basically a week because you don't draw nothing out on the weekdays. I'm pretty sure of that. All of them, they didn't
on,
do that.
Yeah, just so, Monday through Friday are the days that it would come out, yeah.
Right. So, I had a question I was going to ask. Oh, so let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
So, instead of getting $30,000, I mean, between what you've seen so far, would I be able to get more? Because if I'm going to do this type of loan, it's got to be worthwhile. I can, like what I'm thinking right now as we're talking, I'm thinking about, like, paying off all my bills. So that frees up all of the money that I bring in. It's not all going back out the bills. I can pay off a lot of things now. But
no, I see what you're saying.
Right. So it's got to be a good enough amount in order for me to do that. So do you see me with everything that you've seen getting more than 30 where I'll be able to do that?
You know, to be honest with you, up front looking at it, it looks like 30 would be the top end. Just based on it, I get that number primarily based on your yearly gross revenue, and then taking the credit, the credit does come into a small, it is a small factor in there. So I would say that 30 would be the top end. And then, you know, if you did need more, it would have to be halfway through where it would open up for more. But and realistically, that's what we're looking at.
Okay, and how long, what will be the halfway point? Like, how long?
So,
I asked a lot of questions. I want to make sure, it's not going to get me in trouble. I'm not going to take nothing I can't answer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, so what we would do is if you wanted to go forward with it, we could get you approved for the unsecured cash, and we would give you a few different options for term lengths.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the term lengths, you have to qualify for them. So I don't know exactly what you qualify as far as terms go yet. I can know very soon if we want to do it. Now, let's say we do it,
right,
and we would give you a couple options. You could do 18 months, you could do 12 months, you could do 8 months. Now, if it makes more sense to you to do, I don't know, something like a smaller amount, say take only 20 out of that 30 and go on a shorter term on the 8 months, then you would get to that halfway point sooner, right? So you would develop develop the relationship with us, get to the halfway, and then open up for more cash sooner. Now, if you chose the 18 month term, then it would be 9 months down the road that you would be able to get it. So it would all come down to which term length you would choose. And you would have to, I don't have the, term lengths that you qualify for yet just because I didn't submit it. I wanted to make sure it would be something that you're interested in before we went forward with it.
I mean, honestly, usually, I always say no. But I mean, I really do need to expand. It's getting summertime.
Now, what's the biggest issue with the daily for you?
I mean, the big issue with the daily thing is I get good cash coming in.
Uh huh.
And I don't know what it is, because of all of the bills, because it's a lot of bills. A lot of the money go back to the bills, the equipment and, the couple of loans that I already have and stuff. Because, I don't know if you've seen my credit. I got, five things that I'm about to pay off between, that's all my credit between now and July. Five things will be coming off.
Oh, they're going to be dropping off soon. Okay.
Right, in July, right. I mean, it's just so many bills, and then I have to make sure I have money in the account, coming out every day. So I felt like if I take one of those day-to-day loans, what I borrow, I'll be basically making the payments back with that. And so, because I get money, every 2 weeks from the contracts. I'd rather have it in a bulk.
Yeah.
So I turn in my invoices and everything where it's constantly coming in every 2 weeks. The you know, nice size checks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's basically what I was concerned with. It was like before, I'm thinking, well, if I get it, it's like the money, I'm making the payments back with the money I'm already getting in.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the big reasons. See, I had more bills like 6 months ago. I mean, between like from this day and 6 months ago, I paid off like 10 things that I had on my credit, like actually paid it off, finished it out.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot more things, you know, I was dealing with then, you know. But, I mean, if I can take it, like right now I'm thinking if I can get 30, I can take that off. I can at least go buy one vehicle.
Yeah, see, that's what I was looking at.
I can take
at least get you one thing to go forward with, yeah.
Right. And then I
think you said, was it the Chevy, the Savannah that we were looking at? That was 30, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it was. But I can go get a used one and then pay off some of the bills and keep a little bit of money to the side to get started with the day-to-day.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Well, that makes sense. I mean,
I don't know. I'm really considering it this time. Any other time, I'd be like, no, thank you. I mean, like I said, I turned it down like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I wanted to run it by you before I even took another step, just because if it wasn't something that was going to be worth our time, didn't want to go for it.
And then I like what you just said, you know, I can borrow the 30, and then, like, what's the least amount of term that they give you to pay it back again?
You can choose as short as you want. You just got to qualify for the longest one is what you got to qualify for. Whatever you qualify for, uh-huh. you can take as short as you want. You can go down as low as 3 months. Like, say you qualify for 18 months, but you want to do something that's mm-hmm. shorter. You can choose the shorter term, and you're going to have your payback, like the total payback with the interest in it, is going to be a lot less, and you'll hit that midway part, that midway part point a little sooner.
So kind of go over the figures with me with this. Like, say I get the 30, and I want to pay it back in 6 months. What would be the daily takeout then?
Okay, so with that... And again, you know, I'm just going to give you like a general idea, because I can't put a rate on it or anything like that. So
right.
Yeah, so we're talking six months. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see, I'm just doing some quick math here.
And the thing I'm looking at by saying is because, like you said, in 3 months I can come back to you and get probably more. Is it more or the same thing?
You know, usually it would be more.
Okay.
Because at that point we would have the existing relationship to base it on.
Right. I got you.
Okay, give me 1 second. So 30. So, I mean, if you're doing 30 at 6 months, without any interest, mm-hmm. it would be $5,000 a month that you're going back. If you want to add some interest in there, you're looking upwards of $6,000 a month. So with a day, if you're talking the daily on that, you'd be looking at
like 200 and something.
Yeah, yeah, that would be up around like 290.
Okay, close to 300. 369. So that's like 15. Basically 15 a week, so 15, 3, 6, but within 3 months I can always, I don't know, I mean, let me ask you a question. In your experience, like I said, because I never really, I took it in consideration one time before and I just said no. Okay, say we do the 6 month term, and like you said, we just estimate it's $6,000 a month. I pay the $1,500 a week. Okay, so after 3 months, I'm basically paid half of that back, and I owe you half, and I want $50,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I want $50,000. The interest in all of that I have to pay back will definitely be lower. Correct.
Correct.
And And let me ask you this question. This is kind of a main question for me.
Sure.
Okay, say after two times, or let's just say like after three times, because I'm thinking long term. Say after three times I did this, like after we get to the halfway point, I borrow more.
Uh-huh.
Okay, make my payments every day, whatever. Everything is good. Everything is on time. When will I be able to establish a relationship with you guys where I won't have to do the day-to-day thing? I can move to the monthly thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That would become an option. Now, I don't have a specific time. I'm unable to do that.
But
that would be on the table in the future, though.
Uh-huh.
Definitely, though, I mean, to being upfront with you, for first-time borrowers, it's going to be the daily.
Right.
But once you develop the relationship, we you know what? Let me take a look here. I know I just did. We call them renewals. So a lot of our businesses where somebody, you know, does a loan with us and they come back halfway, we call that a renewal. I just did one last week for $30,000. Let me pull that one up, and I just want to get a little reference on it. Okay, so that one, it was actually their second time coming back, and at that point we were able to give him weekly. So he had a weekly option at that point. So I would say, you know, probably the next time he comes back, the monthly would probably be on the table for him. So we take gradual steps up.
Okay. See. Okay. All right. I'm gonna try this for the first time because I really need a van and I really need to pay off a couple of bills to see how this go.
Okay.
Let's try it. I'm gonna give in and try it for the first time.
Okay, and you know, it doesn't even hurt to check it out. I can go ahead, submit it, and get you the options to look at. There's no obligation. It doesn't cost anything. So we'll be able to talk real numbers at that point.
Okay. And we basically can get this all over with today. I hope.
So, yeah, you know what? Because it's early still, I'm gonna go ahead and submit it right now. And then, you know, I'm going to submit it and cross my fingers, hope to hear back by this afternoon. How late are you available to go over it today if I do get the answer?
I mean, I'll be good for today up until I'll be good up until like about 5. So I'm good for the day.
Okay.
You have my cell number, so you can reach me anywhere.
Okay, yeah. So I'm in California, so I'm going to be 3 hours behind you. So I'm going to be available, you know, all the way up till then. So what I'll do is I'll submit it. I'll put a note that we want to get an answer today too. It doesn't always work out that way, but you know, I can at least shoot for it. So as soon as I hear something, I'll give you a call. At the worst case scenario, we're looking at tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. I mean, I can work with it. I'm just trying to get it over with before
I
change my mind.
Yeah. No. I feel you.
I promise you, I done turned down a lot of these already.
I know. I remember we talked about it. That's why I wanted to run it by you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's go forward with it. Let's just go forward with it. If you can, try to get me more than 30. If you can, I mean, trust me, I'm not gonna take nothing I can't have.
Okay. I mean, the process
is
we'll get you approved for the largest amount possible. And then we'll work from there. We'll work backwards.
Okay. All right. That sounds good.
Okay, cool. So I will go ahead. I'll submit it. I'll get back to you as soon as I get an answer.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Carlson.
All right. Thank you.